Let's read Swamp Crash. Max's mission log. You're traveling through space on board the microship Excelsa with our new friends, Nock and Seven. We're on a mission to save Planet X's, Nock's home planet, which is running out of power. We need to collect 4 fragments that have been hidden through the Beta Prime galaxy. Together, the fragments form the core of X's. Only the core will restore power to the planet. It's not easy, as space villain called Balor wants the power of the core for himself. His army of robotic crews is never far behind us. Chapter 1. Danger in Space. Zoom. The spaceship Excelsa whizzed across the galaxy at high speed. Tiger yawned and stretched.
We've been cooped up for ages. How long is it until we reach planet Thingami?
Max smiled. Planet Grimar, you mean? We'll be entering Grimar's orbit in about 10 minutes, said Cat. Good, said Nock from the pilot's seat. We must find the 3rd fragment as soon as possible.
It says here, said Ant, that Grimar is a safe and peaceful planet.
He tapped a button and the information filled the front view screen. Planet Grimar information. Planet Grimar is one of the 700 wonders of the universe. It is a beautiful place, rich in planet life. It is a safe, welcoming, and peaceful planet. Known life forms. The whole planet is alive. Surface conditions, swamp areas, lush forests, pools of green sap.
I can't wait to land, said Ant.
This part of the mission should be easy, said Cat. As she spoke, the Excelsa started to shake and spin. Cat was almost thrown from her seat.
What's happening?
She said.
Danger, said the ship. Jamming device detected on Grimar.
What's a jamming device? Asked Max.
It stops technology from working, said Seven.
His glowing face was starting to fade.
Even mine.
One by one, every screen on the bridge went out. The closer the ship got to Grimar, the worse things became. Instruments went haywire and the engines began to splutter and die. Seven shut down completely.
The steering orbs aren't working properly, cried Nock. We must teleport to safety.
We can't.
Ant pointed to his blank screen.
The teleporter is jammed as well.
The space breakers have stopped working too, yelled Tiger as the Excelsa plunged towards the planet's surface. We are going to crash.
Chapter 2. Into the swamp. Nock was struggling with the controls. He gripped the steering orbs tightly as the microship came low over the treetops. Whoosh! Soon they were tearing a path through the long grass of a swamp. Finally, the Excelsa came to a stop in a thick, sticky pole. Splash! The emergency lights flickered inside the ship. It was spookily silent.
Is everyone okay?
Asked Max, who was pleased to hear his friends mumble, yes, in reply.
This ship is not okay, though, said Ant worriedly. All the computer systems have been jammed and Seven stopped working.
We must find this jammer and switch it off, said Max. If we do, Seven and the ship should come back to life.
Let's get going then, said Cat.
We won't be able to use the hollow ramp, Tiger said. We'll have to climb out through the escape hatch.
The micro friends quickly left the bridge. As Nock left the room, he looked back over his shoulder at his friend. We'll be back soon, Seven, said Nock. I promise. The friends made their way to the airlock. Max twisted the handle on the door to open the escape hatch. Then he lowered the ladder. One by one, they climbed out of a hatch and down the shiny surface of the ship. A pink swamp with poles of green goo stretched out before them.
Let's take a look around, said Max. They pressed their buttons to grow back to normal size, but nothing happened.
It must be the jammer, said Anne. We are trapped at micro size.
Chapter 3, Attack of the Meebs.
I don't understand, said Nock. Where did this jamming device come from? There is no technology here. Kremar is a world of plants.
Those don't look like plants to me.
Tiger pointed across the swamp.
What are they?
Floating towards them were lots of big, bright blue balloons, but these balloons had teeth. Blue twitching tentacles trailed below them.
They look like giant flying jellyfish, said Ant.
Tiger swallowed hard.
And jellyfish can sting.
We are Meebs, hissed the creatures in the weird whistling voice. We must feed. Feed! The Meebs began to chant as they swooped down towards the micro friends. Feed!
Get back!
Tiger shouted, splashing sticky goo up at the nearest Meeb. The balloon-like bees just swallowed the goo. Then it began to hiss even more loudly. Max and Cat broke off a stiff stem of grass. They waved in the air toward the creatures. A Meeb flicked out of a tentacle and knocked the grass away. Cat saw more Meebs sailing through the sky toward them.
They are more coming this way, she yelled.
Back to the ship, everyone, Max shouted. We can't find those things while we're the size. Nock was the first back up the ladder. He disappeared inside the hatch. Bang! Several of the Meebs smashed into the side of the ship, rocking it hard. Tiger was almost knocked clear off the ladder. No, you don't. Max reached back and caught hold of Tiger's arm.
Thanks, said Tiger. That was close.
Meebseed! Meebseed! Meebseed!
The monsters regrouped in mid-air, ready for another attack. Chapter 4. 7 saves 5. The friends hung onto the ladder for dear life as the Meebs struck against the Excelsa. The microship was pushed further into the pool of green glowing goo.
They're trying to sink us, yelled Tiger.
They want to eat us and the ship, Cat said. No.
He had been watching Meebs closely.
I don't think it's us for the ship that they want to feed on. It's that green stuff.
The ship lurched again as the Meebs shunted it to one side. Feed! Strange creatures swarmed over the liquid, sucking and slurping with pleasure. You're right, Ant, said Max. It's the swamp goo they're after. The ship was just in their way.
Hey, where did Nock go?
Asked Cat, looking around. Just then, Nock appeared from inside the spaceship.
I went for help, he said.
Next moment, Seven came swimming out of hatch quickly. He grew to normal size and swooped towards the Meebs.
Go away, he cried, waving his arms to scatter them. Leave us in peace.
Retreat. The Meebs hissed in surprise. They began to float away like big blue bubbles. Meebs feed elsewhere. The children cheered.
You were brilliant, Seven, said Tiger. Gazing up at him, I thought you'd been jammed.
Nock boosted my energy with his power so I could overcome the jamming device, Seven explained. But in an hour, I will be jammed again.
Nock looked tired.
I don't know if I can bring him around a second time.
Then we have to make that hour count, said Max. We must find the jamming device and stop it.
One thing's for sure, said Cat. Kremar is not the peaceful planet we thought it was.
Max nodded grimly. I wonder what else is waiting for us here.
Meanwhile, not far away, Bellow's crews had also landed on planet Cremor. I hope you enjoyed Sam Crash.